It takes a two-thirds vote to override a governor's veto, a margin neither the Senate nor the Assembly has managed to muster for nearly 15 years. Last night was a different story. Majority Republicans, as promised, voted in lockstep against Democratic Governor Jim Doyle, as did five members of Doyle's own party. That would have still fallen short had Milwaukee Democrat Pedro Colon not stepped away from his desk while the vote was taken. When he got back, he told his colleagues he would have sided with the governor. He asked Republican leadership for another chance.
Now, you got me by the throat today. Missed a vote. You got me. The wish of this body will not be done because you got me. I wish you guys would consider that.
But Republicans held the line, and Colon's absence gave them the margin they needed. That means that if two-thirds of senators go along, the state would overturn Doyle and give nursing homes about $15 million more over the next couple years. Republican Speaker John Gard says the Assembly's action might cause some problems for the governor, but people who work and live in nursing homes won't mind at all.
The fact of the matter is, people I know in the O'Connell nursing home, and people in the Rhinelander nursing home, and people in a nursing home in West Salem, probably feeling a little bit better tonight. And now they have an opportunity to go and convince a couple senators to just stand up for their district.
A number of Democrats have said they agree in principle that nursing homes need more money, but they question where it would come from. Adding $15 million in spending to the state budget means, in theory, that another $15 million will have to be cut somewhere else. Whitehall Representative Barbara Gronimus was one of the five Democrats who voted to overturn Doyle, but she expressed concern that the money might not be there.
We are talking about real people with real needs, and the People's House has a legislative and moral responsibility to provide real funding.
Governor Doyle announced yesterday he supports a proposal that would provide the same increase but rely on a state revenue windfall to pay for it. But last night, that discussion took second stage to the debate over whether the Assembly vote to override was even legal. For example, while it amounted to two-thirds of the people who voted, it fell short of two-thirds of all lawmakers who were present yesterday. Also, the majority lawmaker at the speaker's podium usually lets his colleagues know as a courtesy if they haven't yet cast a vote, but that's not required by law. And yesterday, Speaker Pro Tem Stephen Friess made no such announcement.
If you choose to go in the back and have a conversation and miss a vote, I can't force you to come out and take that vote.
Republicans also say it's spelled out clearly in the Constitution that lawmakers can't change their vote on matters like this. Lawmakers were scheduled to take up overrides of other Doyle vetoes, including one that cut reimbursements to pharmacists who dispense drugs to Medicaid participants. Those measures were put on hold and could be considered later this week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.